teach lab-based courses to give students hands-on concrete experiences for stuff we want them to know in our field. Historically, these are all on campus. Online education has increased a lot lately, and we've converted a lot of traditionally on-campus classes to solely online classes. This has raised some skeptical eyebrows, and if you try to do that with a lab course, it raises even more eyebrows. So what I'm going to talk to you about today is a comparison between online and on-campus lab courses. I'm going to go through a quick course overview so you know what we're talking about, tell you about the study design to compare the two courses, and then get into some of the results and my thoughts and conclusions on that. Oregon State University students have to take 3 lab-based science courses. They have requirements where there has to be a lecture lab component. They have to do some critical thinking. They must get out and look at the fundamental concepts and theories of the science that they're looking at, be it biology, physics, chemistry, or whatever it happens to be. The class also has to demonstrate how that science fits into the natural system, and then look at some of the historical perspectives for that science over time, the interconnections of that specific science with other fields that are out there, and then get the students to do some scientific methods and see how that science interacts with society in general. Challenges of doing this at a distance is that there is no in-class interaction. There are no 50-minute lectures during the week. There's no specialized lab time in a lab on campus. And there's no easy way to test these students at a distance. And then there's no face-to-face office hours if you're teaching a student in Saudi Arabia and you live in Oregon. Crop and Soils 205, Soil Sustainable Ecosystems, is traditionally been an on-campus class at Oregon State. It meets the general ed science requirements for the Oregon State students. In 2004, I developed an online version of this course. And the goals or learning outcomes for that course are to get the students to see how their everyday life actually revolves around soils to some degree, get them thinking about the physical, biological, and chemical processes that are occurring in the soils, see that soil as a resource for their life, and also hopefully encourage them to think a little bit more critically about their lifestyle and incorporate soils into future learning. There is a journal article in the December issue of Natural Resource Life Science Education that covers the basic description for that course. The course delivery in last spring, I taught the course online and also on campus. So this is the general layout for the two courses. The online has digital lecture slides, so PowerPoints with associated notes that go with it. Each student has to participate in mandatory online discussion boards. They do at-home labs that are described in that article. And then they also have periodic assessment through quizzes and exams. Similar structure for the on-campus, except the big difference here is that I'm sitting in front of them giving them lecture materials. They sit there in the lab and listen to me, or we work out in the field together. They have the same access to all the same notes and lecture slides as the on-campus students. Biggest difference is that I'm sitting in front of them. So the objective of the study was to determine if there is a difference between student success in an online class and an on-campus class, emphasizing the evaluation of lab skills and field skills so that we can see, is there a difference? If you look at the online education journals that are out there, one of the common things that comes across when you're trying to defend whether you're teaching an online campus or online course versus the on-campus course is that there is no significant difference between student learning. And so that's something that's been out there, and my goal was to see if this is true for my class as well. The study design, I had the students, before they even started taking the class, do a pre-course assessment. There were 26 multiple choice true-false questions. They were both lecture and lab related. They also filled out a demographic survey so I'd know a little bit about their background and history and experience in soils. And then at the end of the class, there was a post-course assessment, which was the same 26 questions, which they had not seen since the first. I never showed them their answers or their results from the pre-assessment. And then also added in a couple of essay and texture assignments to see if they could interpret what they were learning and also if they had any field skills after the class. So we'll look at the demographics first. There were more students in the online in the on-campus class than the online, and the females outweighed the males. Well, there were more females. Take that back. There were more females than there were males. I did check to see on the final results if gender was a factor, and the gender did not play a factor in the results of the study. We did have fewer survey respondents than there were people in the course, and that kind of bummed me out because I really wanted to do a comparison between that stuff. But one of the big things to point out here is the average age. My online student average age is 37 compared to 25 for the on-campus. The online students tend to be older, returning students. They may have other baccalaureate degrees in something else, or they may be non-traditional students that realize I can get a little bit better job if I have a baccalaureate degree when I'm done. Also asked a couple questions about whether or not they had had soils courses before, if other courses they've had have discussed soils, and whether or not somebody in their family or themselves work in a natural resource field. Overall test results, looking at the pre and the post-test results, this is just looking at the raw score, the mean numbers of the raw scores. The post-test, there was no significant difference between the online and the on-campus class. There was, however, a very significant difference between the pre-assessment tests. So it looks like the on-campus students came in with a little bit better understanding or knowledge of soils, or they were much better multiple guessers. If we look at the pre-test and the post-test for the online class, what you're looking at here is each individual question of the 26 multiple-choice true-false questions, and then the percent that got it right or got it right. You can see that the online students did have significant improvement from what they walked in with and what they walked out with on the questions. This is showing the on-campus class, and they obviously answered a lot more of the questions correct in the beginning. They did not show the same improvement, though, as the online students. And we'll talk about why that might be in a minute. If we put the two courses side by side, we get a better feeling for how better prepared the on-campus students were or what better guessers they were. They really outscored the online students. So we can look also at whether or not they were good multiple guessers by comparing individual questions. I'll do that in a minute. After the course, the online students actually outperformed the on-campus students significantly on seven questions out of the 26, and that's an example there if you're looking at number 1 to number 7 or number 6 here. So the online students outperformed the on-campus students on 7 questions. The online students did that to the on-campus students only on 3 questions. And I'm going to talk about why that may have happened. If you're looking at trends from the pre-assessment to the post-assessment, I wanted to see what the improvement actually was. Did they really improve their scores? And the column on the right or on the left is looking at wrong answers from the pre-assessment to correct answers. And you can see that the online students had about an improvement of almost 15 questions that they got right that they had gotten wrong originally, whereas the on-campus student only had 8. And then what I think is a little more significant is if you look at the ones that they originally got right and they converted to wrong answers on the final exam, the on-campus had less than 1 answer as an average, whereas that's the online, and the on-campus actually got somewhere around 2.5 to 3 wrong. And so it looks like there may have been a little bit of flip-flopping from the on-campus students. Overall, if we look at improvements, so this is showing the percentage increase in total score from the pre-assessment to the post-assessment for both courses. And the online students showed about 65% improvement over the pre-assessment, and the on-campus students only showed about 32%. That was a significant difference in there. Now, the other thing that was in the post-assessment, if you remember, was a texturing exercise. So I sent out standardized soil textures to the online students, and they had a couple samples to practice with, and then they had a couple samples that they had to use for the exam. I provided them feedback, went on the practice samples, and then they were cold turkey on the exam samples. And there really was no difference between what the online students and the on-campus students did in terms of hand texturing. So they can actually learn some field skills through an online class. The essay questions, which we're trying to see how well they interpret, again, there's no significant difference. And so the students are getting the concepts and they're getting the field skills. What they seem to be missing out on is what I would call the hard, cold facts of soils, those memorization things, the learning of the principles of soil science. And so what I want to do real quick is look at some of the questions that there were difficulties in. So these are some of the questions. Remember, we talked about the seven questions that on campus didn't do as well as online. So this is showing some of the topics. One of the trends that I think happens is that most of the questions here where the online students outperform the on-campus students, or that these topics were covered more extensively in readings and in lecture notes than they were necessarily in the face-to-face lecture that the students on campus got. So we would talk about them briefly. For example, we talked about chronosequences, we talked about soil survey, but the real meat was in the homework, in the readings and reviewing of the lab or the lecture notes. The other ones up here where the online students outperformed on-campus students were the soil water potential and gravimetric water potential calculations. These were lab-based exercises where each individual online student had to do their own work. In the lab on campus, many of the students worked as groups. And many of you who teach lab classes and you have groups working together, you know that there are some people that just kind of stand there with their hands in their pockets and they don't necessarily do the work, or they don't do all of the calculations that go with it, and I think that may be a factor in there. All right, overall, there was no significant difference. This is the finding that most people have had for online classes compared to on-campus classes. No significant difference in student success. Concluding thoughts from this. The online students do show higher improvement rates. They may have ended up at the same point in terms of success at the end, but the online students had to follow a much steeper learning curve based on their pre-assessment and post-assessment. The online labs do provide real lab hands-on experience, and they do get comprehension out of it, and they get the skills that they need. And I think with careful thought and planning, you can get these online students to learn a little bit harder, more in-depth soil courses, but it's going to take some planning to get it out there. The online students, they're reading more of the material. They are more involved than in the online discussions. Not all of them, because there are some slackers out there online too. And they're all taking an active role in their education, and I think this is important because it costs them both time. Many of them are working full-time jobs, and it also costs them money. It costs a lot more to do these online classes, and so I think that they're a little bit more involved, and that's reflected in the age breakdown too, 37 versus 25 age. With that, there's one of the online students there with his soil profile that he had to describe for the last lab in the class. And if there's time, we can take a question.
Interested in, initially you had a fairly small sample number for both courses, and it seemed like the online students, I think you said five of them had previous soils course experience. Mm-hmm. Do you think that biased the results in any way?
I would think that it would, But when I looked at the pre-assessment, they certainly didn't outperform. I'd have to pull out those individual students of the for their results and see how well they performed compared to everybody else. But as a mean for the course, it certainly didn't seem to push the online ones way above the on-campus. But we're going to do the study again this coming spring on another set of classes so we can increase the sample size.
Okay, thank you.